This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House says that a new round of talks aimed at halting the Israel-Hamas war has resumed in Doha and is expected to run into Friday. Talks also focus on securing the release of scores of hostages, with a potential deal seen as the best hope of heading off an even larger regional conflict. The United States, Qatar, and Egypt were to meet with an Israeli delegation in Qatar as the Palestinian death toll from the 10-month-old war surpassed 40,000. A Palestinian official said Hamas would not take part in Thursday's talks, but that its senior officials who reside in Qatar were ready to discuss any proposals from the mediators as they have in past rounds. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that his country's troops have taken full control of Sitsa. It's the largest Russian town to fall to Ukraine's forces since the start of their cross-border incursion more than a week ago. President Zelensky's claim on Thursday could not be independently verified. He says Ukraine's military is setting up a command office there, which suggests that Ukraine might remain in the Kursk region long term or just signal Moscow that it may intend to. Sitsa had a pre-war population of around 5,000 and is the administrative center for the border area of Russia's Kursk region. Meanwhile, in the eastern Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk, officials warn civilians to evacuate ahead of rapidly advancing Russian troops. Venezuela's opposition has been dealt a blow as countries that had been pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to release vote tallies began backing his claim to victory in last month's presidential election are now suggesting the possibility of repeating that contest. Proposal from the leftist governments of Colombia and Brazil came Thursday, less than 3 weeks after the results of the highly anticipated election came into question. This is VOA News. As students return to college campuses across the United States, administrators are bracing for resurgence in activism against the war in Gaza. In some cases, they're imposing new rules to try to limit the protest. While the summer break has provided a respite in student demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war, it has also given protesters and higher education officials a chance to regroup and strategize for the fall semester. Stakes remain high. Columbia University, for example, in New York, is considered ground zero for the protests, and the president resigned Wednesday after coming under heavy scrutiny for the way she handled them. A reputed Peruvian gang leader suspected in nearly two dozen killings in his home country has been arrested in New York by U.S. immigration authorities. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that Gianfranco Torres Navarro was arrested in New York. He is being held at a federal detention facility near Buffalo, pending an immigration hearing. Torres Navarro is the leader of Los Killers, who is wanted for 23 killings in Peru. The agency known as ICE says it moved to arrest Torres Navarro after receiving information on July 8th that he was wanted in Peru. TikTok has pushed back on arguments that the popular social media platform is not shielded by the U.S.'s First Amendment. The U.S. Justice Department had said in a legal brief submitted last month that the TikTok owner, China-based ByteDance, as well as the platform's global and U.S. arms, were not entitled to First Amendment protections. The argument was made in a case between the U.S. and TikTok over the federal law that could lead to a ban on the popular app. TikTok attorneys argue in a court document that the platform's U.S. arm does not forfeit its constitutional rights because it is owned by a foreign entity. They drew a parallel between TikTok and well-known news outlets like Politico and Business Insider, which are owned by a German publisher. The Taliban have deliberately deprived at least 1.4 million Afghan girls of schooling through bans. That is according to new data released Thursday by UNESCO. Afghanistan is the only country in the world with bans on female secondary and higher education. The UN body said that the number of girls out of school because of the bans has increased 300,000 since its previous count in April of 2023. Access to primary education has also fallen since the Taliban took power in August of 2021. With 1.1 million fewer girls and boys attending school, according to the UNESCO data. Taliban did not respond to requests for comment. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.